Speaking exclusively to South Sudan in Focus on Sunday, Health Ministry COVID-19 Incident Manager Dr. Richard Lionolaku said South Sudan documented about 90 confirmed COVID-19 cases entering the country through the Nimule border post since the beginning of September.
We are almost having around 90 cases that are reported. From yesterday's report, Nimule, they have tested 73. Out of these 73, 5 of them are positive. So the total of 8 numbers we reported, and we've been seeing the trend from beginning of the month up to now, a lot of imported cases of retinue coming back home from Uganda, and most of them are positive.
A majority of the people who test positive for COVID-19 at the Nimule border post are either truck drivers or South Sudanese returning from Uganda, according to Dr. Laku. Dr. Laku says if no action is taken, more returnees and truck drivers who test positive for COVID-19 will enter the country through Nimule and integrate into communities.
The issue is the clearance. Ideally, like the other side of the country, nobody will be cleared. You will not get your passport, get stamped until you get the result. But this is not the case on this side. People come, sample collected, and people pass it. Ideally, everybody coming to the country, the passport should be detained, and the documents detained until they see the result. If you are national, you are positive, of course, you get this stamp, go to the country.
Dr. Laku says health officials should make sure people entering the country are either put in isolation or given advice on how to protect themselves. Otherwise, he says many travelers entering the country could move to remote areas and create new clusters of community transmission.
This brings a big cause of alarm because when you look at this 90 and you multiply this 90 by 15 contacts, this will go to nearly 2,000 contacts. These 2,000 contacts, if you take 66% of them, then you will see this will generate nearly 800 cases, additional cases in the last 14 days.
The Health Ministry has no data on people entering South Sudan through Ethiopia and Sudan because there are no testing facilities at border crossing points with those two countries, according to Laku. Boldeng, Secretary General of the South Sudan Doctors Union, says even though there is no quarantine facility in Nimule, COVID-19 suspects should be kept in one place as they await their test results.
We need to provide a facility where people can stay. Secondly, we need to make sure that the results do come out in a shorter time. I'm not sure about the circumstances where people actually left, but what we know mainly, people are screened, the sample are collected, and then they are kept in a waiting place where they should, you know, wait for the results.
Deng said South Sudan is using polymerase chain reactions, or PCR machines, which can produce test results within 24 hours. Dr. Leko is calling on the government and aid agencies to install PCR machines at crossing points on South Sudan's borders with Sudan and Ethiopia, so travelers are tested before they enter the country to prevent transmission of the virus. In addition, Dr. Leko says border officials should disinfect all trucks and other vehicles entering South Sudan and keep returnees at isolation centers at the border for 14 days before they are allowed to integrate into communities. For VOA News, I am Onero Solomon in Juba.